This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Today we're bringing you the last installment of our first series in our healing school about the fact that God heals through His Word. The importance of knowing, believing, and receiving God's Word in order to receive healing. This will be the last of the healing school that we're going to bring you on the radio for a while. I encourage you to come to healing school because now we're going to be talking about hindrances to healing. We're going to talk about Paul's thorn. We're going to talk about Job, and we're going to show you that healing is for all. Now, turn over to Proverbs chapter 4. What Peter said that we read about the light of the Word of God and taking heed to it until the day star rises in your heart is very similar to what, and in exact agreement with Proverbs chapter 4. I want to start in verse 1. It says, He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. You have to let your heart retain His words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. Don't leave, don't depart from, don't leave behind, don't abandon the Word of God. She, the Word of God, will preserve you. That is, if you don't leave it, if you don't depart from it, if you don't abandon it, it will preserve you. It will. How can that happen? Because the Word of God is alive and it's active and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, prize her, lift her up. Give the Word of God first place. People get a report from the doctor or a pain, and they're quick to tell you about the pain or about what the doctor said, but what about what God said? Esteem what God said, lift it up. She will bring you honor when you embrace it. You got to embrace God through His Word. Not just the Word, not just God. God works through the Word. Verse 9. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive. So you got to hear and you got to receive. We have to say, I may not get it, I may not understand it, I haven't ever seen it, but if God says it, that's good enough for me. Verse 13. Take firm hold of my instructions, of my word. Take hold, take firm hold. You know, why would you have to take firm hold? Because there's going to be resistance. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. That's one way you take firm hold of the word. You begin to confess it. You begin to say it. You meditate on it. Verse 14, do not enter into the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of the evil. Verse 15, avoid it. Do not travel on it, turn away from it, and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they've done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just, hallelujah, but the path of the just is like the light shining that shines ever brighter. That is, if you embrace it, if you don't depart from it, if you take firm hold of it. If you want the light to get stronger and brighter, you got to hold on to the light. Take firm hold of the Word of God, and even though you've got pain, you take firm hold of the Word of God. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. What's the perfect day? When the day star arises in your heart. When you have what you say. When you have what you believe. And if you believe it, you'll say it. So the more you walk in the light, the more you walk in the Word, the more you will receive. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Well, they stumble because they're in the dark, but they don't know they're in the dark. Verse 20, my son, attend to my word. Attend to it. What does that mean? First of all, you give your attention to it. Attend comes from attention. Give attention, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Remember, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will not make you free till you know the truth. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. If you need healing in your body, well, even if you don't, you will someday. You know, the devil goes about seeking whom he may destroy. Get those scriptures before your eyes so that you can read them, you can meditate on them, you can get them in your heart until the light lights up and you know that you know that you know that you know that is the truth and nothing else. And God's going to watch over that truth to perform it. You know, if he upholds all things by the word of his power, then he upholds his word in you by the word of his power. Amen? Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Not on the back shelf. Amen? A lot of people say, well, you know, I've heard that. No, that's not the midst of your heart. That's on the back shelf somewhere where you got to hunt for it to find it. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Their life to those who find them. Where are you going to find them? In your mouth and in your heart, it says in the book of Romans. It says, we don't have to say, bring Christ down from above or bring Christ up from the dead. What does the word of faith which we preach? We ought to preach the same word Paul preached. Paul said, the word of faith which we preach says, you don't need to bring Jesus down. Why? Because he's given you his word. He sent his word. Everything you need, God works through his word. The word is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I'm going to tell you what, the only inheritance you need is the inheritance from God. How are you going to get it? Through the word. It's life to them that find it. You got to find it. When you find it here, then the Bible says you got to put it in your heart and in your mouth. Actually, it says in your mouth and in your heart. You got to put it in your mouth. That's how you're going to get it in your heart. Why? Faith comes by hearing. Get your mouth going. Get your mouth going. And the light will come on. And it'll shine. And believe me, once it fully arises in your heart, the light's there. You got it. For they are life to those that find them. You've got to find them in your mouth and in your heart. And health. One translation says they're medicine to all your flesh. Then it says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. What kind of issues? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the main issue is the mouth speaks. If you don't want your mouth to speak death, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, a lot of people, they just won't believe that. But death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you got to keep your tongue, keep your heart, because out of your heart are going to come your words. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Like I said, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings forth good treasure out of what he's put in his heart, life. But the bad man brings forth bad out of what he put in his mouth. Bad. The issues of life. You got to guard what you hear. Take heed what you hear. Pay attention to my word. I saw a fella a couple of years ago I hadn't seen in many years. He proceeded to tell me that he was a Christian and that he was a Pentecostal. And then I saw him again about a year later. And the first words out of his mouth was he began to give me a book report on the cancer that he had. He not only knew everything about the cancer, he knew what percentage of the population has it. I've got this rare cancer. Only 5% of the cancers are my cancer. It's almost like he was proud of it. And he went on to tell me about all the medicines that he took. I thought, what is wrong with you? I thought, you're going to die if you keep talking like that. You're a Christian, you ought to know better. A year ago, you were telling me what a great Christian you were. We have to keep the Word of God. We can't depart from it. Just because you get a bad report, you can't depart from the Word of God, because that's what's going to change the bad report to a good report. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Where did they get the faith? From hearing. Now, if they obtained a good report, that must have meant there was an opportunity for a bad report. They didn't receive the bad report because they received the Word of God, which brought forth a good report. But you have to guard your heart. You can't depart. And of course, what happens is people get into fear. They begin to think about the consequences. They begin to think about what the doctor said, and it becomes Goliath. You know, Goliath bamboozled the entire army of Israel. And that's what cancer is to most people. It's this mountain, this unconquerable mountain. But that little boy David came out and said, "Who in the world does cancer think it is to attack me? What? You're not from God. How can you overcome the temple of the Holy Ghost? How dare you attempt to defile the temple of the Holy Spirit?" That little boy. He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He doesn't have a covenant with God. God's not on his side. I don't care how big he is. I don't care how big his sword is. I don't care how much his armor weighs. He's not got God on his side, and I do. If God be for you, don't pay any attention to Goliath. You don't need to know all of his statistics. You need to know how big God is. And he's so big, you'll never figure that one out. There's no statistics of how big God is. He's too big. Too many zeros after his height and his weight. Don't fear, only believe." How are you going to believe? You're going to abide in, you're going to meditate on, you're going to guard your heart the Word of God until the light comes on. Amen? Just like going to New York, you'll get there. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And he does it through his word and through his spirit and through you, the body of Christ.